Coach Harrison and I met 5 years ago, and we were in a pool, don't ask why. And I remember thinking, I like that guy.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, welcome on into Locked On Auburn, your daily Auburn Tigers podcast. I'm your host, Zach Blackerby. Happy Charlie Tuesday as message board legend Charlie 5 in the house. What's going on, brother?
What's up? Glad to be back. Best day of the year or best day of the week.
Yes.
Year, it could be considered the year too. Every week.
Maybe.
It's the best day of the year.
Okay, got it. Every Tuesday gets a little bit better. Is that it?
That's how I look at it.
So, just real quick, before we talk about where we're recording our show from today, I want to thank every single one of you listening. There's this Locked On newsletter that goes out to all the hosts every week, and they talk about like accolades and like where shows rank, and we've been number one in the College Network for a long time, but
busted out the brooms.
But last week, the five shows that we put up, excluding Saturday's show, so Monday through Friday, those were the top five shows in the College Network. So guys, thank you so much for listening to this show every day. It means an absolute ton. Very, very humbling to see that.
You're a boss, Zach. You're an absolute boss. Well, small market Auburn, and we're still kicking everybody's butt.
I love that. No, you and Lindsay and Lance and Jay Ferg. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then Gordy helped us out from SEC Media Days for the fifth show last week.
Owning it.
It's been fun. It's been fun. And you guys are a great community. Let's run the score up. All right, let's do it. But first, I think the best way to run the score up, Baumhauer's.
Yes.
Off Bent Creek exit. Yes. In Auburn. It's the best. I mean, they have such a wide variety of food.
But something for everybody.
I haven't had anything that I dislike here. We both got burgers this time. We've both gotten the shrimp in the past.
Salads.
Their chicken is good. Wings. Everything is great. But on Mondays, pizza's the way to go. And why is that?
On Monday, Zach, they have BOGO to go coal-fired pizza.
And they have the only coal-fired pizza oven on the planet.
That's ever been thought of, actually.
Right.
Yeah, real coal-fired pizza. Order it to go. You get one, buy one, you get one free.
That's what BOGO means.
That is the absolute definition of BOGO.
Correct.
Right there.
And then Tuesday is your big night.
It's my big night, yes.
It's Charlie Tuesdays, but also it's kids' night here.
Kids' night.
Kids eat free.
Best night
as long as you get an adult entree, of course. And they put cartoons up on all the screens, face painting, all the good stuff.
Balloon animals. Don't forget balloon animals.
How could I forget balloon
animals?
This
lady makes anything you can dream of.
All right. So be thinking of like a weird animal you can ask her to make. But yeah, yes. Baumhauer's. We'll talk more about the outstanding folks here at Baumhauer's in just a moment. Let's start things off. Amari Austin, stud of a running back, committed to the Tigers Sunday afternoon, of course. Your general thoughts on this guy?
Love him. It's no surprise if you listen to the show. We talked about it. Yep. He could pop soon. He's up there as far as rankings. He's inside the top 200 on, I think, both sites. To me, if you watch his film, I see Dalvin Cook with maybe less top-end speed.
Wow.
Similar size. And this is the thing about him that I love. He changes directions just like
– it's like he doesn't even slow down.
But with no, like, drop-off in speed.
It's like he doesn't understand how friction works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like how does the human body contort that way? The forward lean looks awesome. He's like a little pinball. He can change directions.
And not only does he have like all these traits, he can do so many different things.
Catches the ball great. He is dangerous out of the backfield. His huddle film is a lot of fun to watch. Everybody go search Damari Austin huddle. His junior highlight film is like an hour long. And it's just full. He's an SZN guy.
Well, when I was reading it, it's like 13 touchdowns. 13 touchdowns.
How many games do they play?
And then he scored two through the air, and it's just like, dang. I mean,
kickoff returns.
Incredibly productive kid.
Everything. He can do it all.
Yeah. And so I love, I think it was Keith Niebuhr's article with him, but he talked about how he really liked Auburn because of Harsin's offense. What do we know about Harsin's offense? be ready for everything. We're going to do a ton of different things, make the defense defend every blade of grass. And what does that mean about Alston? Oh, he's a running back that is going to be willing to do everything.
To do everything, yes. It's so good early in the class to get your quarterback,
yes,
your running back,
yes,
your big-time guys in the class to start recruiting for you.
Is Jay Fair the big-time receiver, or are we going bigger?
I think we'll eventually go bigger, okay, but he's already
– That's fair.
Alston.
Oh, got him.
Bingo. Alston is already talking about how he's ready to get out and start recruiting. So that is
– that dude could suit up right now. I think it'd be good.
I think he could. I think he could play this year.
He's so good.
He's fun. He is super fun to watch.
All right, so what do you think about the running back situation now? So going into, obviously, 2021, you've got Tank, Shivers, and –
Jarquez Hunter.
I had Hunter. His first name blanked on me for a second. So after this year, Shivers will go on.
Right.
He'll go to the NFL. And then going into the 22 season, you have Tank, Jarquez Hunter.
The kid from St. Paul's that transferred from Central Michigan. You still got him.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe, if he's still here, yeah.
And then I think Armani is the three guy there. Maybe he's the two. But going into the 2022 season, it's like all of a sudden – for the first time in a while, we have solid depth at the running back position for the next two seasons. And that feels really – it's like you can actually breathe a little bit when you look at that position.
You're not an injury away from your whole season being basically shut down, even though Tank is the top end of next year and beyond.
We're not doomed if Shivers has to take over for a game because, you know, Tank gets nicked up or something like that.
Right. It's not like the carry-on situation in 2017 where he goes down and your whole offense just stops completely.
Yeah. I mean, I think we got cocky for a little while because, like, when carry-on got hurt and who else was – was it Javon, the other running back, when Cam Petway took over?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, whoever we put back there is going to be
it's
great.
It's going to be good,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, that's not true. That's not how that goes. You can actually run out of running backs. But, yeah, for the first time in a while, it really seems like Auburn is set at that position.
Yep. Damari seems like he's cool with waiting, too. Because when he talked in one of the articles, he talked about Tank and he actually talked about Jarquez Hunter and them teaching him things and stuff like that. It's not one of these, like, I'm coming in and I'm the dude right off the bat. Like,
no, there's everything. I mean, this guy seems like Brian Harsin's running back.
He does.
You know what I mean?
He seems like his dude, his guy, completely.
And that gets me fired up. Put that in an IV, inject it into my veins, I'm ready to go.
Grind it up. No, I'm just kidding. Never mind. Just kidding. I'll pass on that.
No, leave it alone. Leave it alone. There's somewhere else I was going to go with that. Oh, unless we're just like super overhyping Jarquez, and I don't think we are.
The more and more people talk about him, the more excited I get for him.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that Owen Papo's like Auburn football stuff.
Jarquez
can squat 600 pounds. Auburn football stuff.
Wait, back up.
It's like, yeah, Owen, can you repeat that again, please?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you see
like, where he's working out with the defensive lineman on the squat rack? That's fantastic. Thank you.
Did you see on Twitter where somebody like called out Owen for his claims of his bench press? He's like, oh, you can't really bench press that. And then he tweets a video of him actually bench pressing that. I can't remember the total. It's something astronomical.
How savage is that?
430 or 460 or something.
Yeah.
And he's like 220
right.
pounds.
Right. No, he is a solid man. Okay, speaking of solid men.
Yes.
I want to – all right, this is a body positive segment. It just became that.
100%.
As we just crushed some burgers here at Baumhauer's with, like, cheese sauce all
and
over
bacon.
Them. Yes, it was delicious.
And ranch.
Yeah, it was so good. And fried pickles and everything. It was great. Best fried pickles I've ever had here at Baumhauer's, by the way.
Period.
Zacoby posted a picture on Instagram the other day of just, like, three or four pictures of him just shirtless chilling on the practice field.
Shirtless pics get me going.
But the dude – looks like a guy that had over 100 tackles last year. You know what I mean?
Easily.
But not like so many of these dudes that do the shirtless picks. Let's just analyze this for a second. They're always the dudes that are like super jacked, super lean, and all of that.
Yeah.
But a dude who makes over 100 tackles in just SEC games last year, that's not like what a like most like legitimate football players look like.
Right.
Because there's so much power involved, and you need size in order to take down these bigger running backs and take on these bigger guards and all that. So he's not shredded by any means, but, like, that dude will mess you up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. He's got He's got
Did you find it?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. And
your eyes just kind of like brightened up a little bit.
Yeah. I might retweet this. I'm going to have to. He's a specimen. He's ready to hurt people.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for it.
I mean, that guy looks like a linebacker that has 100 tackles under his belt in just one season.
He looks like he could handle 200 tackles.
Yes.
Easily.
He was named to the preseason watch list on Monday for the Butkus Award.
Nice.
And then Smoke was named to the watch list for the Thorpe Award.
What's the requirement to get on some of these watch lists?
Play defense.
Yeah.
Be a returning starter.
I feel like we've had some tight ends over the past, like, that have been on the Davey O'Brien or whatever it is.
Yeah, and it's like,
Or Mackey. Okay. It's Mackey, isn't it? Is that the tight end one?
I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
We cover Auburn, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, who cares?
Mike Riley Ducker, one day, baby.
Yes.
He'll get on the watch list. But yeah, it was weird that, like, for the best linebacker award, Butkus, Zacoby made it, but not Owen. And I think Owen's better. So, like, I was a little surprised by that.
He may be more, he may have more, a higher ceiling, but freaking, there's no production. Nobody that can top Zacoby's production.
Dude, he was an animal last year.
He's a stat beast.
Yeah.
He's a, if you can get defensive players on fantasy football, college fantasy football,
oh,
pick
yeah.
him up.
If you can get a point per tackle, are you kidding me?
You can rake it.
Yes. Today's show brought to you by our friends at Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Question, Charlie Five. I'm going to say your real name way too often. can you imagine placing a bet online somewhere not betonline.ag?
Why would I do that?
Yeah.
I have no idea why.
You wouldn't do it because you respect yourself, and I love that. When you make a free account at betonline.ag, use the promo code LOCKEDON when you make that first deposit so you can get a 50% welcome bonus on that first deposit. Free money, betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Charlie Five. So whenever somebody commits, we can't help ourselves. Yep. What's the next question we ask? We say, cool, that was awesome. Yeah, exactly.
Like Goldberg back in the day. Who's nice. Next?
I love that.
We'll throw that reference right there for WCW fans.
Nice. Nice. So you've got a list of folks that could be next.
Sure.
We've done this before.
Yep.
We're going to do it again after the next person commits.
Right.
But that's okay. That's who we are. That's what we do.
Some of this is going to be a little bit of a repeat, but we might have some dates, some hard dates now that okay. we can look at. And all then right. A couple more guys that we could add to the list. So, okay. Number one, everybody stay by Twitter on August the 1st, which is Sunday.
Okay.
I think that's right. Is that right?
Why are these kids announcing on Sunday, by the way?
I don't know.
That'd be like the day I would least likely announce.
It's got to be like something sentimental. Like it's somebody's birthday or anniversary of something.
I get that.
They do it all the time. So, I think Caden's story's popping on Sunday.
Ooh.
Big boy.
That is a name. So, Monday afternoon, I was doing Google search trends.
Yeah.
And Auburn fans, Auburn football fans, the most Googled term on Google, I'm seeing how many times I can say Google here, was Caden's story.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I thought so, too.
Very interesting. Well, I think he's about to pop on Sunday. Strong side defensive end. We've talked about it. 4-star guy. Big kid. I love my defensive lineman recruits. I love guys that are like 6'4", 6'5", 250-plus and athletic.
Jaron Handy?
That type of guy with a little bit better, you know, head on their shoulders.
He committed to Liberty today.
That was Jay Hardy.
Oh, my bad.
He was same thing. Same
I got
guy.
Them mixed up when they were at Auburn,
same
too.
Person.
I got them mixed up at Auburn, like, every time we talked about
Jay
them,
Hardy,
too.
Jaron Handy, whatever.
I mean, that's impossible. That's why they left.
Yeah, exactly. But they felt slighted because they kept calling one or the other. Yeah. I'm going to go to Liberty where I can play with.
Where's the other one at?
No idea.
Okay.
No, yeah, he went to Illinois.
That's
or
right.
Indiana, whatever, oh. Somewhere up there.
Okay, all the Big Ten schools are the same.
Yeah, all yeah. the Big Ten schools that want to come to
yeah.
be in the SEC.
Right.
So, story, look for him August 1st, Sunday. It's going to pop then,
okay.
I think.
And what a story that'll be.
That will be
got
a big story.
Nice.
Yes. I'm still worried if Alabama ever comes offering since his brother's there. So, but maybe he likes to be home close to mama, and he'll stay here.
He's from Montgomery, right?
Lynette. Other side. The 30, 45 minutes the other way.
That's so, right. That's right. All the facts in this segment I've gotten wrong.
you're 0 for 2 so far.
That's okay.
But it's okay.
That's okay.
Because you're still a king. So on August 4th, I said this last show, Kobe Albert popping.
Right.
This is his birthday.
Oh, that makes sense.
4-star.
Yes.
Do it all.
Yes.
Super fast.
Yes.
6'1", 80, 190.
Okay.
Give me all of them.
Which is a little taller, but that's fine. I'll take it.
I'll take it. He could be a wide receiver, DB, return specialist. He could do it all.
I don't love kids that, like, can do both things.
You want him to be good at one thing?
Yes. What are we recruiting him as?
I think we're recruiting him as a DB. He's listed as wide receiver. I've heard a lot of talk about him possibly playing DB, though.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that. He could play wide receiver, too, though. So his film's fun to go watch. Go watch it. He literally, it's a blur. He blazes past people.
Nice.
And he'll hit you in the mouth, too.
So his name's Al Blur.
Al Blur. Ooh.
Al Blurt.
Blurt. He's a blur. That was a stretch. That was a stretch, Zach. You stretched that one out. I'll give it to you, though. I'll
Thanks,
give you points
buddy.
For it.
I appreciate that.
Then after that,
yes,
if we can survive this weekend, I really think Drew Bobo is going to pop. Probably closer to probably like in the next, like somewhere around the first.
They're about to start vacuuming right next to us.
Uh-oh.
We've been doing this for a while. This has never happened. This has never happened before.
This is an obstacle we didn't plan for.
No. We don't want to be in your way. No. Just vacuum. That's totally fine.
So, Drew Bobo, I said we got to dodge a bullet. Georgia. He's visiting Georgia this weekend.
Right.
He says he's just going to see a friend. You never know, though.
Yeah.
Whenever kids go to Georgia, his dad is obviously our offensive coordinator, but he played quarterback there. There's sentimental stuff there. I don't know if he's a take for Georgia, but if we can get this kid that'll be a huge start because Auburn High's offensive line is absolutely
it's stupid.
Loaded.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got Easton Harris. And then there's a center that came from Oxford. His name is completely escaping me for 2023, who's better than both of them. So if you get Bobo in early, I'll look up his name in a minute. If you get Bobo in early, you may have a chance for him next year.
Our waitress at Baumhauer's, also from Oxford.
Yes.
She
doesn't know who this guy is either.
She's the one who's about to be vacuuming, too. So,
shout out to Caitlin.
Yes, shout out Caitlin at Baumhauer's. No, that's a great – I mean, the employees care about the cleanliness of this place.
Bingo. Yeah, we don't want to be
– Shout out Baumhauer's.
Yeah, we don't want to be just –
Is that covering. Your list?
I got one more.
Okay, hit me with it.
The last one is a wide receiver from Hewitt Trustful. His name's Amari Kelly. 4-star guy. So, like, other than Drew Bobo, who is he's a very highly thought after 3-star guy.
Yeah.
You're talking all 4-star guys that could pop in the next week. Amari Kelly, 4-star wide receiver from Hewitt Trustful. I love Josh Floyd, Hewitt Trustful's head coach. Mm. The system they run is like fine-tuned. I mean, it is a little Gus-like, but it's very, like, they're very – everything they do is on point. Like, their formations are tight. It looks like a college offense, the way they run it. So, he's going to come in. He can do it all. He's fast. I think he's one – supposedly there's rumors. A lot of people saw him riding around with Bobo a lot this weekend in a golf cart talking. So, Bobo's putting a lot of time into it, and Bobo typically gets the guys he goes after.
He's a winner, and I love that about him. Yeah.
So those are the next four, possibly. I definitely feel good about Caden and Albert.
Yes.
On the first and the fourth. Bobo could be at any point in time, and I think Amari Kelly could be any moment right after that, too.
So when you recruit, it's like you're building part of your football team.
Part?
And if you want to build part – If you want to buy parts, I don't know.
See where this
I failed.
Is going.
I failed it. RockAuto.com is the best way to buy auto parts for your car, truck, or SUV. You can save time and money when using RockAuto.com. And they've got everything you could need. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even carpet. Ross, who hosts Locked On Saints, had his tailgate stolen from the back of his truck.
Which is really incredibly
weird. Totally.
I really needed one.
But he bought a new tailgate from rockauto.com for his truck.
Lifesaver.
They've got everything. So go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car, truck, or SUV. Right, Locked On Auburn in there. How did you hear about his box? So they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. A few minutes left as we vacuum the patio here at Baumhauer's. What'd you think about Harsin in regards to media days?
So, I was I kind of heard you talking about it on one of the shows. We're going to battle through this. I heard you talking about how, you know, there's so many things that we weren't privy to that, you know, like workouts and meetings and things like that, that people just were being late to, not showing up. And right. I feel like the culture piece that he keeps preaching is something that he is insanely focused on.
Yeah.
Insanely focused on fixing this thing so that he can believe in the product that he sells when he's on the trail recruiting.
Right.
If that makes sense. So building the home base up so he has something that he feels good about to sell, that he's confident in. I think he's really going for culture and winning to be the driving point of his recruiting prowess, his recruiting system. I think that's really the big focus, which is something that's different than we're used to. You know, we're used to guy comes in, go hire all the best recruiters.
Uh-huh.
I was guilty of that this time. Like, I had all these pie-in-the-sky dreams of, like, different coaches that he could go get that were great recruiters in the Southeast. And, like, he's taken a completely different approach.
And we got Boise State in South Carolina, baby.
Yeah. I mean, it's a completely different approach.
Right.
But it's something that I think could – if he can – if we can just kind of, I don't want to say be patient, because I think he's going to have success early. But
I think the way he hit the transfer portal, I mean, a lot of those guys are more instant impact kind of thing too.
We forget about the transfer portal, man. There's players out there, and these next the players in the portal, it's a business decision. They're not going to be looking at, hey, who can I go do a pie eating contest with, or who can I go is going to take me out and
especially the older guys.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much more on the line now after they transfer and use that free transfer.
Exactly.
And so, like, guys like Donovan Kaufman to have several years, Marcus Harris, the kid from Kansas. I mean, a lot of those guys, it's like
they're
all
in. They're going to
love Harsin. Yeah, they're all in.
They're the kind of guys that are going to love Harsin.
And then the combination of those guys with the instant impact guys, she's going to down on those rugs. She's making sure they are perfect. I love it. But, like, the guys like by Darius Knighton and yes. Tony Fair, like, I, you know, those are guys that they've got 1 year left.
Right.
And they're going to go all in on
Can't mess it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's something totally different, but I think it's something that we're all going to look back on, and it's going to be something that's going to be great as a foundation of something new to be built at Auburn. Start changing the culture, and you're going to have a new football facility and everything, all the bells and whistles to go along with it. I think Harsin thinks he can win now. And he's not here to play games right off the bat.
Yeah.
He's like, I can win right now, and I can show these folks that we can do this in the SEC, and we're going to go surprise some people.
And you don't have to win out. You don't have to go undefeated in order to do that.
No.
You of those five games that we always talk about, if you go 3-2, if we want to count Ole Miss, and you can go 4-2, and you know maybe you beat Georgia,
right.
Maybe you beat a Georgia or something like that. But if you can beat and finish ahead of Ole Miss and LSU, and even hey, I think A&M's totally beatable. And all
sure.
of a sudden it's like, oh, what Auburn's back where it needs to be, second in the West right now. Because I mean, anything more than that, it's like you're gonna have to. It's gonna take time. Let's just
sure.
call it what it is. But
yes.
If he could go in and take care of business and finish second in the West, can you imagine that? I mean, kids are going to be lining up all over this guy because all of a sudden there's more – not that he needs legitimacy, but I think in the eyes of some people, he might.
You don't have a whole – what do you sell right now? You sell, that Boise dude that won a lot – Boise guy that won a lot of games.
That's
no,
fair. Yeah.
You come in, you put all your resources into winning this year, winning right now – and now people are like, wow, this dude's legit.
Right.
He can win anywhere. Put your focus there where you can win your battles early. So I think that's what we're seeing. So the concern about the flashiness on the recruiting trail and this, that, and the other, it's not something I'm super worried about at all.
Charlie5, where can people find you and hear you?
You can find me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5, AuburnSports.com, The Bunker, Auburn247 Sports Body Get Aboard, or Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes.
The Dad Bod Golf Pod. Baby.
Yeah, go check that pod out if you are into golf. Even if you're not, it's still enjoyable. I'm on Twitter @ZBlack, the show on Twitter @LockedOnAuburn, and on Instagram @AuburnPodcast. We'll be back tomorrow. right here on Locked On Auburn.